This podcast episode is brought to you by Terrific Email, my email marketing course for TPT sellers, which is open right now. If you've been thinking about starting an email list in 2024, or perhaps just growing your list or making more money from it, Terrific Email is for you. So check out the link in the show notes to learn more.
You're listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. In this episode, I just want to talk about how I have grown my email list. Now, I just want to clarify, I'm talking about my store and my list of teachers, so not anything to do with TPT sellers. But yeah, here are the things that I have done to grow my list. I was inspired to make this episode because I'd recently, you know, a few months back, done an Instagram post where I talked about, you know, how to get to 10,000 email subscribers, and some people really enjoyed that post. I was just sort of mentioning how like it was an exciting achievement for me. I remember that day, you know, where I first got 100 subscribers. I remember first getting 1,000. I remember getting 10,000. Like, there's sometimes little milestones you get to and they're really, really exciting. And yes, and people were asking me, well, you know, what did you do to get to that point and how do you grow your list? And so I thought I would talk more about that. Anyway, the first main way that I have grown my email list is my Pinterest and blog combined. And this probably won't come as a surprise to you if you've been listening to me for a while, because I talk about Pinterest a lot. I talk about my blog a lot. Those are like my main marketing channels. So I suppose that's not really shocking. But yeah, the simple premise is that I often make a pin, you know, like a static pin or a video pin, and it links to a blog post of mine that I have intentionally written as a way to get email subscribers. So it will have, you know, pictures of the activity, and then, like, you know, I'll be talking about it, and it will throughout the post link to a page where someone can sign up to get that freebie. So I've designed everything around growing my email list. It's not really an accidental thing. It's like the pin was made to attract people. You know, they'll go on Pinterest looking for free stuff, and then they'll get taken to my blog post and they'll learn more about the freebie, and they're like, oh, I want it. And then they'll click the link and they'll like put their email in and they'll join my email list in order to get the freebie. And I often have a lot of viral pins, or pins that just do pretty well. You know, they don't have to do like crazy well. They just, you know, gradually in the background grow my email list, which is pretty cool. And I will just say one thing I love about this method. It is so passive. It is so hands-off. It's amazing. I don't understand why people don't do this more or talk about this more. You know, they're always going on about like posting on Instagram and stuff, but it's baffling to me because there's no effort required. You know, I've got pins and blog posts that are bringing me, you know, hundreds and hundreds of email subscribers, thousands of email subscribers, sorry. But, you know, like on the short term, you know, each, you know, couple of weeks or months, whatever, I'm just getting hundreds and hundreds of people joining. You know, from something that I did ages ago, like pins that I've literally made years ago. I've had my email list for a few years now. I don't have to do anything. I'm not like making new pins, repinning, doing anything to the blog post, like just doing nothing, just sitting, watching TV or like whatever. In the background, I'm growing my email list. So cool, because it's like zero effort and it's just something I did years ago. And it, you know, continues. So these pins often, you know, kind of gain traction and they like snowball and keep doing well in the blog posts. Maybe it ranks higher on Google, I don't know, just does better. And it's something that just kind of accumulates and grows, which is really, really cool. So even though it's been years, I can be making more and more and more, you know, traction from it, which is really, really cool. And I just don't, yeah, I don't feel like I'm ever going to get that kind of success from something like social media, where you have to constantly post about it all the time. It's so exhausting and it just doesn't work for you in the long run. So yeah, definitely one of the reasons why I love Pinterest and blogging. So that's my first main traffic driver. Like, this is probably the biggest thing that is driving people to my email list and getting signups. It's my Pinterest and my blog posts connected together. You can obviously create a pin, I suppose, for like a landing page, which means you would bypass having a website or a blog. I just haven't really personally seen any big success with that. So in my experience, it's been blog posts. So if you happen to blog and you happen to use Pinterest, I highly recommend using those two things to grow your email list. That's number one. I talked about that the most because it's my big one. Number two is my website pop-up, which is something I have not been doing for that long, believe it or not, probably only like a year or so. And I've had my email list for quite a few years. I thought they were kind of annoying, if I'm being honest, as a user. I've never really loved when those pop-ups appear on a website and I'm trying to read something and it just comes up and it's really annoying. And so I thought, ugh, I don't really like pop-ups. But I wasn't thinking as a business owner. I was thinking as just a consumer or whatever. And something that annoys me as a consumer, it's just not relevant. Like, it doesn't matter when it comes to business. You've got to do what's right for your business. And so I thought, I've heard people saying that it's really good. Maybe I should just give it a try. And if it doesn't, you know, gain any subscribers, then I'll get rid of it because I don't want to annoy people for no reason. Well, here we are, thousands of email subscribers later, and I'm not getting rid of it anytime soon. So yeah, if you have a website, I definitely recommend doing a pop-up as an email lead generation method. I don't do one of those sort of generic ones. This is no shade on anyone that does this, but you know, the ones where it's like, join my newsletter. You write your email and name to be joined to my newsletter. Like, I don't do one like that. I don't know that that's enticing at all. But I have one that just has like a picture of a freebie and it's like, do you want this freebie? So I'm using a freebie as my pop-up. So if you're going to do a pop-up, I recommend doing it that way. But yeah, like I said, no judgment on anyone that does it differently. But as a user, like I said, I find them kind of annoying. So if I'm going to see it, I would want to definitely be enticed. That's just me. But yeah, I've only been doing about a year or so. I haven't checked the stats in a little while, but I definitely had like 5,000, at least 5,000 or 6,000 maybe email subscribers in 2023, maybe at some point when I last checked. It was a long time ago. I don't know. But yeah, like it was in 2023, I put the pop-up on, and then at some point during the year I checked and I'd had, you know, quite a few thousand subscribers. I was like, oh, that's great, I'll keep it. I haven't checked in a while since then, but yeah, pretty cool. So that is up there as a really great way to generate leads for my email list, and I'm just going to keep it because I think it's working. Number three is Facebook ads. I have done 2 rounds of Facebook ads. I know that's not a lot, but I just find them kind of time consuming to set up and very overwhelming. So I just haven't got around to consistently doing it. I don't have anyone that I hire or anything like that. So it's just not been something I've done more than twice. But each time it has, you know, brought me like a good 1,000 or so subscribers. I've done a little bit of Facebook ads just to grow my email list. And I think it's kind of cool to like just like have that influx and be like, oh, hey, here's 1,000 email subscribers from a, you know, a little ad you did. But, you know, obviously it does cost money. My biggest thing is I just don't know that some of the types of people that come from ads are the type of people I want on my list. Like, I just don't know that they're always the best subscribers. I don't know how to really explain that any better, but sometimes, you know, the quality of a subscriber differs. And I find that when people are like on Pinterest, I think searching for a specific activity and then, you know, they find my freebie advertised, it's like the exact thing they want. And then they get it for free and they join my list and like I don't know. It's almost like they wanted to be there. It just feels more organic. And I feel like when people are just scrolling on Instagram or Facebook in the evening, like they're not thinking about teaching anything, and then they can see this ad, like, I just don't know that they're in, I don't know. That's just my gut feeling, is that sometimes that they're not as good a quality subscriber. They don't necessarily want to buy. They don't. Anyway, rambling on here. You might not experience that at all. And this, so that, you know, ads can be an amazing way to grow your list. And I'm not going to say otherwise. But just for me, sometimes I feel like the quality of people you get aren't always the ones that buy from you. But that's just a gut feeling. I don't know if that's even true. Like, I really don't know for sure. But yeah, you've got to be mindful of that. But it's a great way to grow your list. So I have done that twice. Next up, I do put links within my resources on TPT and on my Woo Shop, on freebies, that kind of thing, saying, hey, you interested in my free resource library? You know, click here to sign up. I don't market specifically magnets. The reason is I just think that would be too time consuming to keep an eye on. Like, what if I suddenly don't want to market that specific one anymore? I've got all these different forms. I just thought that might be overwhelming. Having this one generic link that's just, I just put them within all my resources, it just felt kind of less stressful. I guess what I'm saying is I've got a few different types of products in my store. And so these, you know, one-off kind of freebies might not match all of my products. For example, say it was a freebie that was like a writing prompt or something. Well, that's great in my writing prompt resources to be like, oh, hey, here's a writing prompt to tempt you, join my email list. But it's not really going to work very well in my math craft resource. It just doesn't feel as relevant, especially I've got resources that span a couple of grade levels too. I just felt like overwhelmed at the thought of trying to pick lead magnets that would suit each resource, and it just overwhelmed me. So I just thought, I'm just going to put a link to my free resource library, and, you know, that's just one link. I'll just put in all my resources. And yeah, that's kind of what I've done. Don't know, again, if that's like the best thing ever. It's just what I do. And yeah, I do get signups from that. I think it's really, really great. You know, you've got your target audience. They're buying from you, or they're downloading freebies. They're the right people. So yeah, get them on your list. That's something I do. And this is a really great strategy if you're listening and you're someone that cannot afford ads, doesn't have a website, doesn't like blogging. Like, this is something anyone can do, even a brand new seller. Like, doesn't matter if you don't even have marketing platforms. Really great way to grow your list. Finally, number five, the other way that I have technically, you know, got email subscribers is through social media. But like I hinted at earlier, this is a big dud for me. Like, this is not the way I grow my list. If you were to take away all these other things, I would be kind of screwed, because I just don't grow my list through Instagram or Facebook. And yes, it's partly me. I'm lazy. I don't post about my lead magnets enough. If I made a commitment to myself to post every single week and talk about my lead magnets and in order to grow my list, yeah, I probably would see some growth in a year's time from social media. But in all honesty, it probably wouldn't be that great, because my accounts in general, I don't give a lot of love and I don't put a lot of time into. So I just don't see how that could really, you know, I don't have a huge, huge following in those places or anything. So it's just not for me, honestly. I know that only like, what, like 5% or something crazy, 2%, I think, for Facebook, you know, if your audience ever actually see your content. So I don't know, to me, one time sitting down and like making a pin and writing a blog post and then spending years gaining subscribers is way more appealing to me than it will ever be for me to sit every single week and to talk on and on and on about my email list to my Facebook and Instagram followers. Like, it's just so much work. It's just not my thing, sorry. So although it is technically something I have done, and that's why I'm mentioning it in this episode, I have made posts on my business Facebook page for my store. I have made Instagram posts and reels and mentioned on my stories. I technically talked about my email list before on social media. So I will mention it's technically a way I have definitely gotten subscribers, but it's just so much work. It's not my biggest thing, honestly. But yeah, it's on there. I even actually made a Facebook group at one point and I used that to gain a few subscribers, but I didn't end up really using the Facebook group. But if you have a Facebook group that is actually active and successful, by all means, it's a great way to use lead generation. You know, definitely do that. Okay, so that's it for this episode. I just wanted to touch on the five different ways I have technically grown my email list, and I have sort of ordered them from, you know, most to least successful. Now, in this episode, I've been talking about my teacher TPT store kind of side of things. That's my main business. But if I were to be talking about my seller side of the business, like helping TPT sellers, you know, I've got an email list for TPT sellers. It's actually the opposite of everything I've just mentioned. You know, I don't use a website pop-up, blog, resources, ads. I'm not doing any of that stuff, ironically, for sellers. It's like the complete opposite. I've actually done like a podcast, Facebook group, and Instagram as my three main lead generations. So all that's to say, really, I guess, is that there is no one size fits all approach. Everyone's business is different. I just wanted to focus this episode on my store side of things, because I know that many of you listening are running a store, so that's more relevant to you. I wanted to kind of share that side of my email marketing journey. But yeah, just wanted to throw in there, in terms of my other business, my way of growing my list is actually drastically different, because my two businesses are very different. You know, in one business I have a successful Facebook group and the other one I don't. So like, they're actually very different businesses. One Instagram is better than the other, that kind of thing. So yeah, like I said, it's all to show you that there is no one way of doing things. Like, just because someone on a podcast says that's how they grew their email list, like me talking now, doesn't mean that's how you're going to grow yours. It's 100% based on your business. I might say Instagram is a complete dud for me when it comes to growing my teacher email list, but you might have a thriving Instagram. It might be your main way of growing your email list. Like, everybody's different. You don't have to do what I'm doing. This episode is not that. It's just me sharing my journey, sharing my experience, sharing what's worked for me. It's not you must do it this way kind of episode, don't worry. So yeah, do what works for you. Have a little look at your business. That's my action item for this week. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, but just look at your business. What do you have in terms of marketing platforms? What can be your way of growing your email list? You know, maybe your thing will be your Facebook group. Maybe your thing will be Pinterest, blog, Instagram, you know, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, I don't know, YouTube, whatever. Yeah, just have a think about your business and the things that you're doing and the things that you're doing that are working, and then, you know, decide how you can use those to grow your list. And the real purpose of this episode is just, you know, for you to get a glimpse into what I'm doing, but also maybe you'll take away a few things. Like maybe you've been toying with the idea of doing a pop-up and you'll feel motivated to do one now. Or maybe you've been thinking about starting an email list and you're like, oh, I've been thinking about Pinterest too. Should I start a Pinterest account? Like, would that help grow my email list? You've been thinking about things like that and you might feel motivated knowing that I use Pinterest to grow my email list. I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be something in this episode that might have helped you. But more than anything, sometimes it's just nice for me to share what I'm doing so you can kind of get an idea of how someone else is running their business and what they're doing. Anyway, enough rambling for today. Just wanted to give you a little bit of a glimpse into the ways that I grow my email list. If you want to learn more about email marketing, you want to start an email list, or if you want to grow one, or if you want to make a more profitable email list, either way, maybe email is on the agenda for 2024. I will put a link in the show notes to sign up to Terrific Email, my email marketing course for TPT sellers. It is open right now. The card is open, but it won't be open forever. So definitely have a little look this week to see if it's for you. I hope that you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.